Friends are the family we choose. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campa, California, with a thought for today. Let's try Absolute Philosopher. With the Absolute Philosopher. The Absolute Philosopher is saying, friends are the family we choose. Now, why would the Absolute Philosopher even consider friends? What does the Absolute Philosopher think a friend is? Well, the Absolute Philosopher thinks that a friend is yourself. You create yourself from friends of the family we choose. You create your own self. Now, when I go out in the world and I have my smile beaming away at a million watts, and people look at me and they say, wow, what a great guy you are, what a fantastic guy. I know they're, you know, good friends. I know that they're the type of people that I would get along with just fine. They understand me, they flow with me, they feel my vibrations, they feel everything good, and I tell you, it's great. And then when I'm walking along and I feel there's a little dark area somewhere, and I turn up my charisma, you know, more power, and the darkness still stays over there, I turn and go away from it. I'm not interested in changing the world or changing anybody. If someone has a negative attitude about themselves or a downer attitude about themselves or in any way they don't like themselves, I don't care. That's their business. I create only people who like themselves. Well, Herb, why did you create people in your world that had a dark attitude about them? Why did you create anyone in your world who had a downer, who didn't feel too good about themselves? Well, actually, I didn't. Actually, I just love to play games occasionally. And it's not a reality. It's just a phantasm. It's just an illusion. And so I look at these people who are playing the downer game, and I say, why do I want to do that to them? Why do I want to have anybody in my world not be A1, tippy-top, top of the line in everything they do? Why don't I do that? Why do I ever create anybody that's got a problem? Why do I ever create people who need something or are poor or who live in a wretched country or who live in a wretched world? Why do I do that? Why do I create war on the world, any place at all? Why do I do that? And I think, hey, that takes a sick attitude to do that. And I'm going to get rid of that sick attitude. That sick attitude means that I recognize limitation. I recognize lack and I recognize poverty and illness. And I don't want to recognize that. I don't want to recognize that at all. So I take my attention away from it. And I look at people and they come to me as many people came to Jesus. And Jesus said to them, hi, how you doing, old bitty buddy? And they say, I got a broken leg. Jesus said, hey, you got a good one there. Would you like another one? You know? Jesus Christ, what kind of a person are you talking like that to me? And Jesus said, hey, I'm the Christ. I look at you and I see everything about you perfect. Whatever, if you have a broken leg and you like it, go for it. If you have a broken leg and you don't like it, don't tell me about it. Tell me what it is that you like. Do you like to have a body that's whole and perfect? Do you like to have a body that is absolutely divine and wonderful in its creative form and what it really is? Well, of course that's what I want. Well, then only talk about that. Only tell me that. Do not tell me something that you don't want to have, because whatever you say, whatever is on the lips of your mouth comes into my heart and into my realization and into my manifestation. And so I create you in my world having whatever it is that you want or don't want. And if you say you don't want it and you tell me about it, then you do want it. So be careful. Be careful. I will give you exactly what you want. Ellen, what is that about? You're shaking your head. Come.
I only want health, wealth, and beauty.
Ellen only wants health, wealth, and everything. And she's looking at me and shaking her head, yes, saying to herself, I don't want illness. I don't want unhappiness. Well, Ellen, stop thinking about it.
Yes.
Stop thinking about it for yourself or anybody else. What do you think about? Ellen, you are my friend. And I create you as my friend as a replica of me. I choose you. You're my family. You see?
Yes.
Now, what kind of people are in my family?
Healthy, wealthy, beautiful
people.
Oh,
you're right. You're right. Oh, you do belong in my family. What about you, Lydia?
The same.
What about you, Ingeborg?
in perfection and abundance.
Wow, what do you think about that?
Edith? The same.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Dodi, what do you think about it?
Ditto.
And what do you think about Sylvia?
Yeah, part of your family.
Part of my family?
I am your family.
Yeah,
yes,
part of my family. You can be part of my family. You are either all or nothing at all. You're all. And you, Gertrude, where do you fit in this picture?
Yeah, I am your family.
Ha ha! No doubt about that, is there? You see, when you are my family, you're perfect. When you are my family, you are ideal, you're wonderful, you're rich, you're abundant in every lovely way. When you are my family, there is no limitation to what you can do. When you are my family, you're whole and perfect, your family is whole and perfect, your children are whole and perfect, your grandchildren are whole and perfect, your ex-husband is whole and perfect, even though you don't give a damn, you know, but your ex-husband's whole and perfect, and his new wife of 50 years is whole and perfect too. You know, isn't that something? We say, the new wife, I'm the only real wife, you know. The new husband, I'm the only real husband. But no, there is only one. Every marriage only has one husband and one wife. Anything else that comes after that is just sort of a little extra playground you're playing it, you know. And if that's what you like, go for it. Otherwise, the reality is there's only one, right?
That's me.
There can only be one. All right, now, yeah, okay. Friends are the family we choose. How do we go about choosing our family? We go about choosing our family by being who we are. Are you wonderful?
Yes.
Are you beautiful? Are you fantastic?
Yes.
Everywhere you go, do you look out in the world and see beautiful, fantastic, and wonderful people?
Mm-hmm.
And everywhere you go, you say, hey, you're part of my family. You're part of my family. You're part of my family. What do they say to you? Why, of course. What else? That's who I am. I'm part of your family. And then what do you say? You say, I am the greatest. I like me. I am supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Now, do you have any family other than that? Do you have any naughty boys and girls who are your brothers and sisters or naughty mommy and daddy who didn't do the things they should have done? Do you have any experiences in your life where you might have felt pain or unhappiness? Has that ever happened to you? No! You don't empower it. You certainly don't remember it. You don't think about it. Well, let me show you my scar when I had my appendix out. Hey, everybody can show you scars if you want. What? Let me show you how tall I can stand. Let me show you how straight I can stand. Let me show you how brilliant I am. Let me show you what a great smile I have. Let me show you how I look at the world and see it beautiful and good. Let me show you. And they'll say, you've been showing me already, and I like it, I like it, I like it, you know. And that's what it's all about. Are you ready for this kind of a life? I am.
Yes.
Ellen?
Yes.
Where are your problems?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't say, I don't know what you're talking about. Say, I have solutions. My life is filled with great, joyous experiences and solutions. I don't have problems. No, I never had a problem. I never had illness. Don't defend yourself. Tell the truth about yourself. Ellen, are you the most glorious woman to ever walk the face of the earth?
Yes.
Are you intelligent?
Yes.
Did you have the greatest husband on earth?
Yes.
Do you have the greatest husband on earth?
Yes.
Do you have the greatest children on earth?
Yes.
What if some of your children should go into another dimension? Would you still have the greatest children on earth?
Yeah.
Yes.
I like that sentence.
Now, hey, are your children immortal, eternal, right now and here and forevermore?
Yes.
Well, then don't give me that sort of a tentative, afraid they're going to die. Because your children are dead already. They have lived on so many dimensions, and you called it dead, just because they walked over the edge of a hill, just because they took a boat and went away across the sea. You said, well, I'll never see them again. They're dead, you know. You don't say that. You say, they're taking a trip. They're having a wonderful new dimension of experience. They're going to China. Can you imagine anyone going to China? Wouldn't that be exciting? My goodness. And what are they going to do in China, Ellen?
Having fun.
being themselves and having fun. Oh, so langsam, bitte. Now, they're going to China to do what?
Be themselves and having fun.
And just have a ball. Now, do they have a mission?
No.
Do they have a mission anywhere in life?
No.
What is their mission anywhere in life?
Be themselves and have fun.
You just said they didn't have a mission.
Right.
Now, what are they doing all the time? Being themselves and having fun. That's all we do. And we have no mission. We have no responsibility to be ourselves and have fun. If we aren't ourselves and have fun, that's okay. That's stupid, but that's okay. You know? We don't have to be that way. Do you like yourself? Are you great? Are you fantastic? And have you just had 10 minutes of playfulness with me?
Yeah.
And isn't life wonderful?
Yes.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.